However, related to this whole issue of blogging and social media is another hurdle for corporate sites, and that is around transparency. And transparency, you know, as Mark Hines was very articulate in pointing out in your recent interview, is a big issue for corporates. And this is the age of WikiLeaks, and you have a lot of people out there who have got agendas. Whether they are trusting of corporates is a question that I have. But however, I look at social media and corporate blogging as a way in which to bring transparency and, if you like, authenticity to corporate communications. And I think that there will be a demand for this. And people will want to see chief executives blogging, telling their story personally. And they will want this authenticity. One of the challenges, if you like, is that corporate websites do need to help bring this idea to the fore, but they also need to wrap around that all sorts of other tools that help to bring transparency to everything they do. Mark Hines was talking about XBRL. That is what I call a transparency tool. That's a very important step. Bring it on quickly, please. That would be great. I'm also looking at integrated reporting. Integrated reporting is a transparency tool. It's about showing, if you like, the world that you're real about these things. Transparency is a challenge.
Do you think that with that integrated reporting, it will give a model that people will genuinely be able to give more detail and be more open? Or is it something where people will take it as another formula, like the combined code, and go through the tick list going, yep, we've now done integrated reporting, here's our bit of stuff on risk and governance for each section and so on? Or will they actually genuinely embrace it?
There's a spectrum of responses. Some companies are very good at explaining what they do, why. Their vision for the world, their values, what they're doing in a sustainability sense, in a corporate responsibility sense. Some companies are very good at it, and it is part of their DNA.
And who would you pick out as?
Oh, like SAB Miller again. I keep giving them a name check. But, I mean, they, you know, you just look at the way that sustainability is built into their business model and their brand. Take it from me, they're very good at it. So I'm interested in integrated reporting, not per se, but because when you have a good company that has a good story to tell and uses that, it will bring power to that communication. That's all. So that's the way I look at it. Will it be, you know, taken up quickly by a lot of people? No, I don't think it will be. And I think there's a lot of people who are still stuck in the Stone Age and only use sustainability reporting they pay lip service to it. Mm-hmm. It is a tick box approach, and there's a lot of that stuff, but that's not going to live forever. Reality is, in this age of WikiLeaks and this age of, you know, people who have very little trust in institutions of any sort, government, corporations, the media, it doesn't matter, just sustainability, transparency will be absolutely crucial to the way in which you build your brand equity with all these audiences.
And how do you make it real? In this age of spin, you know, where you have nicely crafted welcomes or bits of text from the chairman, which may have been written for them, how do you actually then get it so that people make the site, make the content, get the message so that people actually believe in it and believe that the company is living its words, is being transparent, is being open and honest?
Well, their actions have to reflect their words. That's the first thing. If you don't behave in a way in which you're representing yourself, then that's it. You've broken credibility. How do companies do it? I wish I knew. But there are some companies that are very good at it and where authenticity is natural. I personally think that successful corporate websites in the future will have many voices, and they will have many voices in terms of conversations that go on through blogs. They'll have many voices in terms of people, customers, people who have experience of this business talking about it on the site or in the ether. And I do believe that, you know, you're going to see, if you like, a word of mouth become digital, and that's it'll become real. But that's a wee way off for people to either be able to measure or articulate well, I would say. But that's where this will go.